اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا لا تسألوا عن اشیاء ان تبد لکم تسؤکم وان تسألوا عنها حین ینزل القرآن تبد لکم عفا اللہ عنها واللہ غفور حلیم. او یو بلیو دیٹ دیز آر دی فنیشنگ ٹچز ٹو دی لیگل سسٹم آف اسلام، ہینس دیز ایڈوائسز. او یو بلیو ڈونٹ آسک about those things that if they are disclosed to you, you will feel annoyed. Don't ask such questions. وَإِن تَسَلُوا and if you will ask, حِينَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنِ when Quran is being sent down, تُبْلَ لَكُمْ it will be disclosed. عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا Allah has left over them, left them over as a concession. Conceded to them something. I will explain. Wallahu ghafurun haleem, and Allah is forgiving and forbearing. What does it mean? We find in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared something absolutely clearly haram and something on the other side absolutely clearly halal. Permissible, forbidden. In between, there is a very wide field of mushtabihat. So many things are not mentioned. And one, at some times, he is at loss to say whether this thing belongs to this group or that group. Now, if you will ask, when Quran is being sent down, Allah will declare it. So this field of mubah will become short. You will have more burden, more limitations on your shoulders. Don't think Allah has left them over due to some forgetfulness. Min ghairi nisyanin, these are the words in hadith. Don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, had some, he just forgot to mention those things. He has not mentioned those things as a mercy to you. If it is declared haram and you commit it, you are a culprit. If it has not been haram, declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can plead, oh Allah, it was not declared haram. I never found it anywhere in the Quran, in the Hadith, that this is haram. So whatever is not haram is mubah, permissible. Although there might not be any positive proof of its being halal. The principle of jurisprudence in Islam is that everything is mubah unless proved otherwise. Unless it is proved, it is haram. Not that everything is haram unless it is proved to be halal. That would have very much diminished the field of mubahat. But this is the principle, which is absolutely in the opposite. قَدْ سَالَهَا قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ Such questions were asked by the people who were before you. ثُمَّ أَصْبَحُوا بِهَا كَافِرِينَ And then they lost their faith due to it. They increased their burden. What about this? What about this? What about this? And you know, an incident happened. When Hajj was made compulsory and imperative, Ayah was revealed in Surah Ali Imran. A Muslim stood up. O Prophet, is it imperative? It is obligatory every year? The Prophet ﷺ turned his face to the other. He doesn't reply. He comes to that side because he was, you know, a very knowledgeable person. He wanted to have all the knowledge. He said, what about every year? Again, the Prophet kept quiet. When he repeated the question for the third time, the Prophet ﷺ became angry and he said, if I say yes, it will become obligatory upon you forever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has left something, you know. Why do you want to increase your burden by asking these questions? This was the habit of the Jews. And then one can very easily add to his burden, but to carry the burden is something else. Theoretically, you can add it to it. Add to the lists of duties and duties and duties and duties and obligations and everything first. But to perform all these things and fulfill all these obligations is not an easy job. Then you fail. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَحِيرَةٍ وَلَا صَائِبَةٍ وَلَا وَصِيرَةٍ وَلَا حَامٍ Now I can't go into detail. These are the four types of animals which used to be devoted to their idols. Some she-camel had given birth to so many camels. Now, she is set free. Nobody would touch her. So in the same way, you know, Saiba, Ham, Bahira, from some he-camel, So many she camels were fertilized. Now he is free to roam about. Just as in India they find sand, they roam about and nobody can touch them. All these things, they were the customs of the Jahiliyyah. Allah has not declared, not appointed, neither Bahira, nor Saiba, nor Wasila, nor Ham. وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. Actually these peoples who don't have any faith, they have concocted and they have attributed these things to Allah. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And most of them, they don't use their intellects. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. And when it is said to them, oh, come to Allah. But Allah has sent down and come to His Prophet. He will tell you what is halal, what is haram. You don't make conjectures yourself. قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَانَا. They say, no, sufficient is for us what we have found our forefathers to be doing. We don't need any new Sharia. We don't need any new commandments. Our forefathers were not fools. They were committing, they were doing like this, they were doing like this. It's sufficient for us. Will they take to this attitude even though their fathers might have been knowing nothing? They might have been ignorant. وَلَا يَحْتَدُونَ. And they might not have been able to have the true guidance. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Oh, you who believe, upon you is the responsibility only of your own souls. Nobody will be able to do you any harm when you are on the right path. It's very important. I don't have any control except on myself. Even the Prophet couldn't have what he wanted. He wanted Abu Talib to say and utter these words of Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. But even his wish was not accomplished. You don't have any power. But you have power on your own self. So you are responsible basically for your own self. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla. Whosoever goes astray, he is not going to do you any harm. Izahtadaytum, when you are on the guided path. Ilallahi marjukum jamia, to Allah is your return of all of you. Fayunabbiukum bima kuntum ta'malun. Then He will tell you, inform you fully of what you had been doing. But this ayah was misinterpreted by people even in the days so early as the days of the caliphate of Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى. They misinterpreted. How? There is no need of da'wah, there is no need of tabligh, there is no need of trying to convince people when you are responsible for your own self. This doesn't mean that. That is your obligation, you have to perform. But even if you have conveyed the message in the best of the ways, cleared it absolutely, you have not left any stone unturned on your behalf. Now, even if he is not coming to the right path, you are not responsible. But if you are not doing your job, you will be responsible. It was your duty. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, once he addressed the congregation, that I feel and I am seeing that some of you, O Muslims, they are misinterpreting this ayah. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't make da'wah, you shouldn't try to, you know, reform people and to enjoin them to whatever is good and to forbid them from whatever is wrong. This is imperative. This is obligatory. This is your duty. You have to do. If you have done your duty, even then if somebody is not coming to the right path, okay, you will not be responsible on the day of judgment. Even if he is your own son. But if you have not tried to bring him up in the correct way, Islamically, then you are responsible. So then he narrated upon him, Hazrat Abu Bakr read out a hadith to the congregation. When people are seeing a thing forbidden and do not try to eradicate it, it is well nigh that Allah may punish all of them. Something wrong is being done. I see it with my own eyes. I don't say it. It is wrong. Please don't do it. Then if the punishment comes, I will also be included in those who are punished. يا أيها الذين آمنوا شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت حين الوصية اثنان ذوى عدل منكم. Oh, you who believe, the testimony between you, when death comes to any one of you, and he is making a bequest, a wasiya, it is isnan zawa adli minkum, two just equitable people, persons from amongst you, Muslims. A person is dying, he wants to make a wasiya, he wants to make a bequest. So he should call two people who can be depended upon, mature people, just people, of good character, dependable character, and make them the witness that this is my wasiya. أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت. And if you are traveling in the earth, in the land, and that incident of death comes to you, then you can take witnesses from other people also. If you can't found any Muslims over there, what to do? You are on traveling. So other non-Muslim can also be made. آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة. Now these two witnesses, they should be stopped. They should be retained in the mosque after the prayer. فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم. And then they should swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have any doubts, if you doubt the integrity of those witnesses, now make them swear in the mosque after the prayer. لا نشتري به ثمنا. We will never barter away this bequest for any price. لو كان ذا قربا. Maybe the beneficiary is my relative, related to me. ولا نكتم الشهادة عن الله. And we will not conceal or hide the witness of Allah. This shahada is shahada to Allah. إنا إذا لمن العاصمين. If we do it, we will be among the sinners. فإن عسر على أنهم استحقا. But if it is discovered that they have become guilty of sin, فَإِنْ عُسِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمَ اسْتَحَقَّ إِسْمًا فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا. Now two other people should stand in their place at that very moment in the mosque. Now they should testify. مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَوْلِيَانِ. And they should be nearest to the person who died. فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ. They will also swear with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَشَهَادَتُنَا أَحَقُّ مِنْ شَهَادَتِهِمَا. Our witnessing, our testimony is more correct than the testimony of these two people. وَمَا عَتَلَيْنَا. And we have not transgressed. إِنَّا إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. If we do it, then we are the transgressors. We are the evil doers. That we shall be punishable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ عَدْنَا أَيَّاتُوا بِالشَّهَادَةِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهَا. This is more clear or more likely that those people, the original two, they will now bring forth the testimony in the original form. Had it been that whatever you say, it will be accepted, then they might have been tempted to say something wrong. But if they know that their oath can be abrogated by the oath of two other persons also, then they will be cautious. They won't say anything wrong. ذلك ادنى ياتوا بالشهادة على وجهها او يخافوا ان ترد ايمان بعد ايمانهم. Just possible that our oath will be abrogated due to other oaths. واتقوا الله واسمعوا. And have taqwa of Allah and listen. And what does it mean? Listen and obey. والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. And Allah doesn't guide to the right path people who are themselves intending to be transgressing. Now the last two sections of this surah, and they are depicting scenes of the day of judgment. What is going to happen on the day of judgment? As we have read in Surah An-Nisa, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. The prophets who were sent to different nations and tribes, they will stand up in the court of Allah, and they will testify as the prosecution witnesses, as the court witnesses, as we call them. But even those prophets, how they will behave before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How humble will they be? And especially in case of Jesus Christ, whom people have taken to be a part of Godhead, what will be his attitude on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these two sections, last sections of this surah are very important. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَى. Think of the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the messengers. فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. And he will ask them, what response was given to you by your people? قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. This is the humility. They will say, oh Allah, we don't have any definite knowledge. You are the only one who knows all the unseen. You know it. What was the response? What people said to us? You know everything. We can't add to your knowledge. You already know it. It's called Allah, Ya Isa. Now you know, especially Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just recall when Allah will say to Isa, Ya Isa, O Isa ibn Maryam, son of Mary, Uskul ni'mati alayk. Just recall and remember my blessings upon you, wa ala walidatik, and upon your mother, is ayyattuka bi ruhil qudus. When I strengthened you through the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, tukallimu an-nasa fil mahdi wa kahla, so that you spoke to the people in the cradle as an infant, and you spoke also as an old man in old age. Now this word here is very important, kahla. According to the history, Jesus was raised or lifted from this earth to heaven, and it is accepted by all the Christians at the age of 33. This is not kahulat. Even at the age of 40, it is shab, according to Arabic language. Kahul, kahl means old age. This means old age will come to Hazrat Jesus, Hazrat Masih alayhi salam. When he returns to this earth, and this is given by hadith, he will come back, then he will marry, he will have children, and then he will die. And perhaps he will remain on earth for 40 long years. So 40 plus 33 go to make 73. Now this is old age. Otherwise this word cannot be explained. But this is a point for those who don't believe in the second coming of Jesus. There are so many people among the Muslims who don't give any importance to ahadith. And these things which appear to them to be against scientific phenomena. How can a person come again and how can a person remain alive in the heaven for 2000 long years? Because these things are unusual. These are miraculous. Even his birth was miraculous, without father. He was given the biggest miracles, the palpable, the seen miracles, which can be seen with the eyes. The biggest miracle is Quran. But this is not something to be seen with eyes. It is to be understood through your intellect and heart. The biggest visible miracles were given to Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. And there is a list coming. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَا وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. These four words appeared in Surah Al Imran also. And the relationship is, إِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ. When I taught you the book, and وَالْحِكْمَةَ and the wisdom, وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Here now waw is waw tafsiri, to explain. That is the Torah and the Injil. Torah was the book, the law, and Injil is the wisdom. There is no law in Injil. Allam tukal kitab wal hikmata, but Torah ta wal Injil. Vaistakhluqu min at-teeni kahati at-tayr, and when you used to make from clay the likeliness of a bird, and with my command, fatanfahu fiha fatakunu tayran bi'izni, and then you breathe into it, and it used to become a bird, a real bird, by my command. وَتُبْرِعُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. And you healed the born blind and the leper. بِيْزْنِي, by my command. وَيْسْتُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِيْزْنِي. And when you revived the dead, by my command. وَيْسْكَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْ. And when I held back the hands of Bani Israel from you, they were bent upon killing you, crucifying you. I caught their hands. I saved you. is jaitahum bil bayyinat, when you came to them with clear teachings and clear miracles. فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Then those of them who disbelieved, they said, oh, it is clear sorcery. It's magic and nothing else. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي. And just recall, oh Jesus, when I inspired the Hawariyin, your companions, that have faith in me and in my messenger. This is inspiration, is ahaito. Here wahi is inspiration. Wahi of the book is revelation. So these two words are separate. Inspirator. Qalu amanna wa shahid bi annana muslimun. They said, we believe. So you be a witness to us that we submit ourselves to Allah. Is qala al-hawariyuna, now another incident. Is qala al-hawariyun. And just recall when these Hawariyin, these companions of Jesus, asked him, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa, son of Maryam, Hal yastatiyu rabbuka an yunazzila alayna ma'idatan min as-sama'? Is your Lord capable of sending down on us a table spread with food? A table served on it food? Qala attaqullah. Jesus said, have fear of Allah. Have regard for Allah. Don't ask such ridiculous demands from him. In kuntum mu'minin, if you are true believers. Qalu nuridu an na'kula minha. They insisted. We want to eat from that table, which comes directly from the heaven. Batatma'inna qulubuna. And so that our hearts become absolutely satisfied. Now these are the words which even Hazrat Ibrahim said. So don't blame these Hawariyin. We find it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Hazrat Ibrahim prayed to Allah. Arini kaifa tuhyil mata. Oh Allah, show me how you will revive the dead. Qala walam tu'min. Allah said, don't you believe? Qala bala walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. I do believe. But I want that my heart should be absolutely, you know, convinced of it. So the Hawariyin also said, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ وَنَاكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ. And we shall come to know for sure, أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا, that whatever you told us, whatever you said to us was absolutely true and correct. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And then we shall become on that witnesses. Because to be witnesses for Allah, you need a very deep conviction to become a real soldier of Allah on earth. You know, a shallow faith cannot give you the courage. You need a very deep conviction to be ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. Not easy. To read the ayah, it's very easy. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. You can repeat it 1,000 times. But to be able to prove to it, equal to it, it's not easy. So you need the depth of commitment. The depth of conviction. Qala Isa, now Isa acceded to their request. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, so said Jesus, son of Mary, Allahumma, O God, O Allah, Rabbana, O our sustainer, our Lord, anzil alayna ma'idata minas sama, send down upon us a table from the skies, from the heaven, تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرْنَا, so that it becomes for us a recurring, returning festival. Just as we have Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So this will become for my ummah. The remembrance of this day will become the Eid. لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرْنَا, from the people who are before and people who are coming later. From the first of us and the last of us. وَآيَةً مِنْكَ, and it will become a sign from you. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, and feed us. And you are the best feeder. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah said, I'm going to send it down on you. But now, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدْ مِنْكُمْ. But listen, whosoever of you will disbelieve after this, after seeing such a clear sign, such a clear miracle, if now this responsibility becomes much greater. After showing a clear miracle, you know, no concession is given to the people now. When the people of Saleh demanded a miracle, a pregnant camel should come out from this rock, if you are the messenger of Allah, a she-camel, pregnant she-camel should come out from this rock, and this was given to them. But then now, if now you don't believe, then there can be no concession. All finished. So the same is the style here. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْضُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then I will give the punishment to him which I will not give to any from all the worlds. This will be the most severe punishment that I will give to them. Having seen such an open miracle with their eyes. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. See to this time. And when Allah will say, O Isa, son of Mary, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخَذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you say to the people, take me and my mother also as gods besides Allah? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ. Now look to the humility. Who is he? Jesus. Rasulullah. وَكَلِمَتُهُ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ. He will say, Subhana, glory be to you. It was not possible for me to say, of which I didn't have any right. إِنْ كُنْتَ قُلْتُهُ. Had I said so, فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. You must have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. You know whatever is in my mind. وَلَا عَلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. I don't know what is in your mind. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the knower of all the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ. I didn't say to them, إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي. Except the same thing which you commanded me. أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. My sustainer and your sustainer. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was watching over them when I was with them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. When you recalled me, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now you were the watcher over them. وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. And you are witness over everything. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ. It's very beautiful. This is the way of intercession. With humility. Nobody can intercede with authority or arrogance. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. Who is that who will be able to intercede with him except with his permission? Now look to the verse. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ. If you punish them, they are your bondsmen, they are your slaves. وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You have all the authority. You are all wise. There is a plea in it, a very beautiful way of requesting. But not clearly saying, O Allah, اغفر لهم. No. The authority is in your hands. It's up to you. إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. They are your creatures. You created them. They are your bondsmen. They have committed a mistake. They committed ghuluv. They raised me over and above the real position that I had. They made me equal to you. It's their mistake. It's their sin. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Nobody can ask you why you have forgiven them. You have all the authority. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh, this is the day when the truthfulness will be beneficial to the truthful. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَعْتِ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. For them, there are the gardens underneath which rivers are flowing. It will be their abode. Forever, forever. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah got pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is the biggest success. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ. To Allah belongs the sovereignty and kingdom of all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and whatever is in them. The other expression was, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Now here, it's different. وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Whatsoever is in them, all the heavens and all the earth. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He is powerful over everything. صدق الله العظيم. With this we have reached the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And now we proceed to Surah Al-An'am. And actually, in this hour, we shall have some discussion about the nature of the Makki surahs as a whole and how they are grouped. You know, we have been in the Madani Jannah. This was Madani Jannah. Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, then Nisa, then Ma'idah. It had a taste of its own. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان. As we find, you know, in Surah Ar-Rahman. We were walking in the Jannah of Medina. What were the problems there? What were the issues there? The issue of Munafiqeen, the issue of Ahl-e Kitab. Then you the commandments, the do's and don'ts. This do this, don't do this. This is permissible, this is haram, this is the law. All these discussions were there. But you know, the conditions in the Makkah were absolutely different. No Munafiqeen, no Ahl-e Kitab. There is a mention of Ahl-e Kitab in Makki surahs also, but it's a sort of secondary, not directly talking to them, addressing them. Now what are the problems here? The polytheism, the idolaters, the associators with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they didn't believe in resurrection, some of them. Most of them didn't believe in resurrection. Thirdly, they were just ignorant of anything which they might call prophethood. The Jews knew it. They believed in so many prophets. The Christians knew it. After all, they also believe in the Old Testament and whole history of the prophets. But these people at Makkah, they know who is the prophet, because their history was just empty from it. So these are the main issues that are discussed in the Makki surahs. Number one, Iman, Tawheed, Ma'ad, resurrection, Risala, the institution of prophethood. Number two, basic moral teaching, not the legal teachings. Basic morality and criticism of the society which had decayed morally. You have become bankrupt morally. That was the condition of the society at Makkah. Then you know here, the conflict was between the idolaters and the muwahideen, people who believe in one Allah. The conflict, as time passed, slightly more than 12 years after the beginning of Wahi till Hijrah. And you know, this conflict, the intensity of the conflict became severer and severer and severer and severer. For the first 3 years, they were only persecuting the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that only also through words, verbal persecution. Oh, he has gone crazy. It seems some evil spirit has overtaken him. Oh, he has learnt poetry from somewhere. Oh, he guessed dictation from some slave. He has some very learned, some Christian or Jew in his, you know, house, hidden there. And he gets the dictation from them because he is talking so much of the prophets of Old Testament. Where from can he have the knowledge? He must have some Jew or Christian slave in his home. He has hidden them there and getting the dictation and comes to us and says it is Wahi from Allah. So all these things were being said for him. Majnoon, Sahir, oh, he is a sorcerer, no doubt. Whenever he speaks and he reads, you know, what he says to be the word of Allah, actually, our hearts, they get influenced. So he is a sorcerer. He is a magician. Only these things were said about the prophet, which I am labeling as the verbal persecution. And that was only for the prophet's personality. 4 years after the beginning of Wahi, physical persecution start. Beat them. Keep them hungry. Tie them up in the homes. Imprison them. Especially the youth, who were naturally at the mercy of their elders. The elders can do anything to their offsprings. And slaves, they were owned by them. They were their property. They could kill a slave whenever they liked. Nobody could question them. Why did you kill him? Just as if you have a goat and you sacrifice it, nobody will ask, why have you sacrificed this goat? Because I own it, I can sacrifice it any time I like. And this slave is also my property. I can do whatever I like. So this conflict, you know, was progressing and progressing and progressing. And the second point that I want to make clear, that there are, as I told you, there are seven groups of Makki and Madani surahs in Quran. But the first group is very peculiar. The Makki surah was only Suratul Fatiha, a very small surah, seven ayat. Although it's very profound, it's equal to the whole of Quran, Ummul Quran. But here we find four longest surahs of the Quran, Madanis, Baqarah, Ali Imran, Nisa, Maida. Now, what does it mean? That actually there are only six groups of Makki surahs in the Quran. If you just keep away Suratul Fatiha, it's a preface to the whole of the Quran, not to the first group only. About these six groups, first group is this, comprising of two surahs, a pair of surahs, that is Al-Anam Al-Araf. Then we shall have a pair of Madani surahs, Al-Fal and Tawbah. Then 14 Makki surahs. Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, Surah Yusuf, Surah Ra'd. You just listened today, those of you who were present in the Taraweeh, Surah Yusuf and Surah Ra'd. Then you know Surah Ibrahim, Surah Hijr, Surah Nahl, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Maryam, Surah Taha, Anbiya, Hajj. 14 surahs and then a single surah, Madani. And that is Surah An-Nur. So we have six groups. The general distribution of these groups is, if you divide the 12 years into three parts, first 4 years, middle 4 years, last 4 years. The surahs which were revealed during the first 4 years are in the last two groups. The surahs which are included in the middle two groups, they were revealed in the middle 4 years. And these surahs, which are in the first two groups of the Makki surahs, they were generally revealed in the last 4 years. So it's the reverse order. The reverse order of compilation, in that respect also, that the first Madani surahs we have read, although they were revealed after Hijra. And reverse order in this aspect also, that among the Makki surahs, which were the latest in revelation, appear in this book in Musaf, first of all. Then the middle. And then those surahs which were revealed in the very beginning. Especially this pair. About Suratul Anam, let it be known that this was revealed in the last year before Hijra. And number two, there is a hadith from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, which says that this was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one piece. At one time. I've been telling you that the period of the revelation of Suratul Baqarah, about 2 years. Just beginning just after migration, Hijra, till the Battle of Badr. In the same way, the period of revelation of Suratul Maida, 6th, 7th years. Some of the ayat are much later, which are included in it. But this Suratul An'am, it was revealed as one piece, one khutbah, one sermon, one discourse, whole at once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal arda wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan nur. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just note, after Suratul Fatiha, we are again beginning a surah with Alhamdulillah. And this is the seventh part Is it? And you will find again in the 15th part, Surah Al-Kahf, Alhamdulillahi allazi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Then again in the 22nd, Surah Al-Fatir, Surah Al-Sabah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. At regular intervals in the Quran, the surahs are starting with Alhamdulillah, with Tahmid. Alhamdulillah allazi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the heavens and the earth. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Note the change of the world. And he made light and darkness. Because for darkness, khalq is not an appropriate word. Darkness is no positive existence. It's a negative concept. There is no light, it's darkness. So khalq, this cannot be applicable. وَخَلَقَ الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورِ, it was not said. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورِ. And he made the darknesses, again, note, darknesses in plural, وَالنُّورِ, light, as a singular. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. But those who disbelieve, they are associating partners, equals to Allah. Adl here means to make equal, because adl means equity. So assigning someone to be equal to Allah, that word is used in this form also. Because actually, now this is Tawheed. So the first ayah is discussing Tawheed and condemning shirk. ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا. It is he who created you from clay, and then he decreed and fixed a term, a time. وأجل مسمى عنده. And there is another fixed term and time which is with him. ثم أنتم تنترون. But you are doubting about it. What does it mean? Two ajals. One ajal we know. Each individual has a fixed time of death. And nobody denies it. Do you know any person who can deny death? So sure of it. Although we just keep it out of our mind. Don't want to think about it. But we know it. It has to come, sooner or later. In the same way, there is another time fixed for this whole world. About that you are doubting. You see this style. These are two things. Each individual has an ajal, and you all believe in it. And this whole world has an ajal, you don't want to believe it. How come? So this is the simple logic of Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى عَجَلًا وَعَجَلُ الْمُصَبَّنِ عِنْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَنْتَرُونَ. And this is, you know, عِنْدَهُ is very important. It is with him. He only knows. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Nobody knows about this ajal of this world, when it will come, the doomsday, when it will come. Nobody knows. Even the Prophet in that hadith of Jibreel, he said, nobody knows it except Allah. Now, in the first ayah there was Tawheed. In the second ayah it is resurrection and doomsday. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. And he is the God in the heavens as well as on earth. You tend to believe the one who is in heaven. You don't want to believe in the one who is in this world. What does it mean? If you believe that he is the Lord of the heavens as well as the Lord of this world, you must establish his kingdom here. Kingdom of heaven on earth. But we have separated the two. My Lord, your Lord. And that Lord has nothing to do with this world. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are the same God. The same Allah. He is the same Allah. His command is being executed in the skies. Thy will be done as it is in the heavens. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ He knows whatever you hide and whatever you pronounce openly. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ He knows what you are earning. And I told you that this word kasb in Quran appears good deeds or bad deeds. وَمَا تَعْتِهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ لَا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ And to these people, whichever sign of Allah comes, there doesn't come to them any sign of Allah, but they are turning away. They turn their faces away. They are not going to accept. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاهُمْ Now this قَدْ كَذَّبُوا, note it. In Arabic, with the past tense, Mazi, fi'lul mazi, if it is preceded by qad, it means present perfect tense. It has happened. Something which has already happened. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ They have refuted, rejected the truth which has come to them. Why? It is being said in the 12th year after the beginning of Wahi. 12 long years had passed. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was conveying to them the message, despite all the persecution, verbal or physical. He continued and continued and continued. A small city, maybe less than Flushing. Flushing might be a very big town, I don't know. A few hundred families living in Makkah, that's all. And 12 long years, preaching day and night. Those who have not up till now accepted it, means they have rejected. That is why in the very first section of Surah Al-Baqarah you find, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَاعُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْزَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ خَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً Those who have rejected it. Now there's no use if you go on preaching and preaching to them. They're not going to believe. Allah has put a seal on their hearts. You'll find the same subject coming in this surah also. These surahs, if it is correct that this was revealed in the last year before Hijrah, the first surah after Hijrah is Surah Al-Baqarah. So the two are joined together. Although in the Mushaf, you know, in this, we find them very much separate. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءُوا فَصَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ So very soon, the news of those things will come to them about whom they were mocking. They were mocking. What will happen? No. You are threatening us with some dire consequences that the punishment of Allah will come. No, no. So all these things will come to them. They will see it. 70 of them will be lying dead in the battle of Badr. It's not very far off. It's just approaching. Abu Jahl, lying dead. Umayya ibn Khalf, lying dead. 70 of them. Soon the news of those things will come to them as actual events about which they had been mocking. أَلَمْ يَرَوْكَ مَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ Have they not considered it? How many generations destroyed before them? They know the history of Aad and Samud. These nations were at some time living in the Arabian Peninsula. The nation of Aad, the nation of Hud, in the southern part, which is the worst type of desert today. And very recently, you know, their city, Shaddad's capital has been discovered. It is under the desert. And Samud, to whom Saleh was sent, he lived in the northwestern region of the Arabian Peninsula. So these people knew their nations, that there was such a nation, it was destroyed. أَلَمْ يَرَوْكَ مَحْلَقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ قَرْنٍ How many generations, how many nations we destroyed and eliminated. مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ We established them in the land as much we have not established you. The hold of Aad was very great. A very big culture, very big civilization. In the same way, in the days of Samud, they were very powerful. Oh, you Quraysh of Makkah, you are not so powerful. You are only enjoying some privileges because you are the custodians of Kaaba. The ilaf of Quraysh in ilafihim ilat ash-shita'i was-sayf falyabudun abba hadal bayt alladhi atamahum min jo'in wa amanahum min khawf. Not due to your own strength. You are not on your own feet. But Qawm-e-Aad and Qawm-e-Samud, they were very great people. وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا. And we poured water from heavens on them, like torrents, rains coming abundantly. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ. And we made rivers flowing underneath them. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. But then we destroyed them, finished them, eliminated them due to their sins. وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. And then we raised after them another generation. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. And had we sent down on them a book in parchment, and they would have touched it with their hands, لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Then these unbelievers would have said, oh, it is magic, it is sorcery. Now the background of this ayah, and you know the passage which we shall read in the next hour, it's very important. So to say, please, don't take it literally. At that time, the Prophet ﷺ was as if he was being crushed between the two stones of a grinder. I'm using very strong words. What's the meaning? On the one hand, the chiefs of Quraysh, they were demanding from him a visible miracle. Oh Muhammad, if you say you are a messenger of Allah, show us the miracles that were given to the former messengers. And this sounded very logical. Isn't it so? If you say you are a messenger of Allah, show us a miracle. And the miracle which we can see with our eyes. If to Samud that miracle was given, that was their demand. A pregnant sea camel came out from the rock. Well, they were demanding such a miracle from him also. And what was the effect on the masses, on the common people? Oh, yes, yes, they are very correct. They are making a just demand from him. Well, he is claiming to be the messenger of Allah. So he must show the miracle. This is on one side. And on the other hand, Allah said, no, nothing doing. I am not going to show them any such miracle. You should read it. You can very well appreciate to what sort of a complicated position in which he was caught. And what were the feelings of the Prophet, and what were the feelings of the companions of the Prophet, what were the feelings of the common people, and what were the feelings of the chieftains, that we shall inshallah read in the next passage. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.